Hey, it's me, and Made Mixtapes are back! However, it's not your usual Made Mixtape. Sean wanted to show off his mixtape-making skills, so this is more a Sean mixtape. If you have any thoughts about his mixtape-making skills, I urge you to loudly let him know on social media. Find him at Sean Phantom, that's SHAUNFANTHOME on Twitter, and SPhantom on Instagram. Anyways, here's Sean to tell you more about the music he loved that found its way into our Made in India inbox. Enjoy.
One eternity later.
Okay, now I'm upset. I gave Sean one task. Okay, maybe three. Okay, maybe a few more than three. But he was supposed to record this VO, and now he has conveniently palmed his job onto me. But this gives me so much power. I can say whatever I want about Sean, and he can't stop me. Anyway, as our dear friend, demon stealer Sahil Makija of Headbanger's Kitchen says, enough of that jibber-jabber. Let's head on down to the music. Head on down to the music? Who says that? Ew. So, a little bit of history here. We took a hiatus from Made Mixtapes because Sean suggested that we focus on studio sessions of Made in India. Over the past few months, everyone from the producers, artists who send us their music, fans, and I have all made it very clear that we are very, in quotes, upset. And this fantastic mixtape is his apology for making you wait this long. So, to kick things off, we have indie rockers and two-fifths of the Yellow Diary, Sahil Shah and Harshvardhan Gadvi, aka Harsh Reality. They're on a quest to add live elements to the collaborative musical ideas they exchanged through voice notes during the 2020 lockdown with their band, That Good Good. Joining the duo on their debut track called Walk of Shame is drummer and singer Johan Marshall.
To my opponents, when I'm next to you. Keep on rolling that potion, even though
My face is lying. Stop talking, you're terrifying. And I'll hit you later. Yeah, girl, get that money.
Well, it was a good day, actually, but I don't know how you feel about it.
Your misconception has blurred up my perception. The soul is naked, so take it and watch it become. Afternoon,
love to my opponents. When I'm next to you,
when I'm next to you,
I'm on board with that potion, even though it's afternoon.
When I'm next to you,
keep on board of that potion, even though it's afternoon.
God damn.
train. That's love as I try to jump over your building gate. Your moonlight and your feel right got me all kinds of fucked up, reaching for the alcohol. Reaching for the alcohol. Goddamn, I love the walk of shame. That's love as I try to jump over your building gate. Your moonlight and your feel right got me all kinds of fucked up, reaching for the alcohol. See, I'm feeling this.
That was That Good Good featuring Yoda Drunk with Walk of Shame. That is exactly how I imagined Sean getting to his desk at work this morning, filled with shame knowing how upset I am with him for not doing his veal. Anyway, for those of you who don't know Sean, he spent close to a decade of his life in the northeast of India, and during his time there, he tried to learn Naga, Mizo, and Assamese. And I can tell you with great confidence that the only language he can speak is English. Next up, we have an Afropop Assamese gem that found its way into our inbox from singer-songwriter Sampriti Dastidar. Previously, Sampriti is featured on our full mixtape with her single Endhar. This time around, she's teamed up with producer National Animal on a track called Kenny Gol. The song reminds us to hold on to one's flow and be patient with your art and self. I feel that vibe so much.
So I often ask myself this question: do people who dare to pursue their dreams have any plan B? So asane kunu bikalpa, which means is there an alternative in Assamese, talks about the same. I feel like a lot of people in the creative industry, they go through experiences that sometimes lead them to question their decisions in terms of creating art. And also a lot of it is fueled by this social media culture. You know, the pressure of constantly having to create and put out work, you know, for the world to see. So thus the lyrics of Kenny Gol came to be. It's an anthem about holding on to one's flow and also being patient with your art and yourself.
Kenny Gol, hey din bur, hunali humoy bur, gol, hey din bur, mu goli mon mur, gol, hey din bur. Homoy thumoki rogol hedin bur. Can we forget how the days begin to sway? Closing the covers, deki sane na ai, huni sane na ai. Stay, appreciate the honesty, won't take it other way. Only make you, I bane tumi hey, dithokor batoloi hosanu kima kuwana asane porisaino tun gohibo agoloi jodi henu bua hei purani din keni do. Ahibo ako ebar hunali din dur nohoy jodi nohoy tumare hopun hosa asene kono bikalpo purabo enisa dekhi sane nai huni sane nai ei no tun dinore puho huni sane nai no tun lohor nami thoi. Can he go?
Sampriti, a national animal, with Kenny Goal. Now, I have a few random facts about Sean. A friend of the pod, Nush Lewis, likes to say that Sean is so bugging. He has this really incredible way of being caring and considerate, while at the same moment, absolutely infuriating as well. Now, if being bugging was an Olympic sport, Sean would be a national treasure. Sadly, it's not, and I totally understand why he has picked Harsh Barar's cute love song, Main Tera Hoon, as a reminder that there is no point in staying upset with him. We all know we're stuck with you. Also, please note, this entire script has been written by Sean, and I'm reading out his words, not mine. Now let's take a listen to Harsh Barar telling us more about his song.
My song, Main Tera Hoon, it talks about the emotions that we feel when we think about that special person in our life that we have. And we are just trying to tell them that we think we both are made for each other. And as the chorus of the song goes, Main tera hoon, tu meri hai, mujhe tu bas tera sahara hai, which means I'm yours, you're mine, and we think that we are made for each other. I wrote this song back in July, I think, 2022. It started off as I wanted to write a love song. So I started writing it, and when I was halfway through it, I got stuck. I couldn't finish the song at the time, so I stopped writing it and I started doing other things. I forgot about the song, and then I met this girl and we started hanging out, and I developed feeling for her, so I kind of used those feelings to finish up the song. So the song is partly about no one. And partly, like, the second half of the song is about this girl that I liked. And yeah, that's how the song happened.
Haan tujhko dekh ke dil dhadakne lagta hai, main karun to kya karun? Tum muskurati ho to aisa lagta hai, मैं कितना खुश नसीब हूँ. सौ कहानियां सुनाती है तेरी ये आंखें. डूब जाऊं ना यही बस मेरा दिल कहे. मैं तेरा हूँ तू मेरी है मुझे तो बस तेरा सहारा. तुमको भी खबर है पता मुझे भी है ये फिर किसका इंतजार है. आईने को भी सब मालूम है फिर भी ये कितना बेकरार है. सौ राज़ हैं छुपे तेरी इन मैं तेरा हूँ तू मेरी है मुझे तो बस तेरा सहारा है मैं तेरा हूँ तू मेरी है मुझे तो बस तेरा मुझे तो बस तेरा मैं तेरा हूँ तू मेरी है मुझे तो बस तेरा सारा है मैं तेरा हूँ तू मेरी है मुझे तो बस तेरा सहारा है मैं तेरा हूँ तू मेरी है मुझे तो बस तेरा
That was Harsh Barar with Main Tera Hoon. Next up, we have Bangalore alt rockers No Neighbors Around with their debut single In the Night. To be honest, the only time I think about my neighbors is when they're throwing a party, renovating their house, or unreasonably interrupting my soulful karaoke renditions of 90s classic rock ballads at 3 a.m. The last one is a lie. I can assure you that neither Sean nor I do karaoke. Here's guitarist Romario Norman telling us more about what he holds on to in the night. Send it!
The creative journey behind this song was where it started off with Vishvesh's funky bass line. We kept that as the nucleus for the track as we broke into our shades of synergy. The song speaks of what it takes to let go of our fears and insecurities that hold us back. And In the Night is a time where we often found that coming to life. We played variations of the song for a good while until we went into the studio and finally got it down. Certain elements changed and some stuck around, but the saucy playfulness of the track always stayed with us.
That was No Neighbors Around with In the Night. Okay, this song is truly a Sean song. The track is called Psilocybin by Mocaine, a hard rock solo project from New Delhi by Amrit Mohan. The song is pretty awesome, and if the last 2 minutes does not get you off your chair, I question your ability to rock. God, Sean, calm down. I know your iRock hangover has not passed. It's a good song. According to Amrit Mohan, Psilocybin is the first part of their first concept album, The Birth of Billy Monroe, that released on October 1st in 2021. It talks about a particularly violent point in the life of Billy Monroe, and its elaborate details are in a novella by Amrit himself, which accompanies the album. Basically, Billy had been on the road for a few days, and there was a string of accidental deaths in his wake, starting with that of his wife's, who he just got married to only a few hours ago. Let's take a listen to Psilocybin by Mocaine.
She's psilocybin, licking my hair. Oh, she's a wildfire, tearing about my bed. Oh, she's never ending, chasing her own tail. Oh, she's condescending, takes it out for sale. We'll be right back.
That was Psilocybin by Mocaine. And for any of you that don't know, I actually Googled what psilocybin is, and it's the name of the chemical compound that's found in psychedelic mushrooms. Learn something new every day. Now, before I leave you with our last song, when you get the chance, do subscribe, follow, rate, and review Made in India on the podcast app of your choice. Come say hello on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, if you have any thoughts about Sean's mixtape making skills, I urge you to take a time out and let him know on social media. Rounding off this upset mixtape, we have a wonderful singer-songwriter from Chennai called Nitika Rajkumar with her ballad, Oh My Dear. This song is about two people spending their last night together, not knowing if they'll ever see each other again. This bittersweet song on long-distance relationships was inspired by the Korean drama Crash Landing on You. Personally, Sean isn't into K-dramas as he finds reading subtitles a tedious experience, and it's hard for some people to read that quickly on screen. However, I've seen Crash Landing, and it was my gateway K-drama experience thanks to K-connoisseur and our former producer, Sharanya. Also, hosts of the Lit Pickers, Dipanjana Pal and Supriya Nair, have provided many more glorious K-drama recommendations to Sean as well, but I doubt he'll widen his TV world viewing beyond Game of Thrones. Anyway, back to our lovely last song. Here's Nitika Rajkumar with Oh My Dear.
Oh My Dear is my third single, and it's basically about two people spending their last night together, not knowing if or when they're going to see each other again. So I wrote this song while I was watching a Korean drama called Crash Landing on You. And Crash Landing on You is basically about a North Korean soldier that falls in love with a South Korean woman. And in the drama, they constantly have these instances where they have to say goodbye, assuming that that would be the last time they ever get to see each other. And so I wrote Oh My Dear with the same feeling and situation in mind. It's essentially about a long-distance relationship. So my producer Ashwin and I wanted to make sure that we kept the production really simple with very minimal instrumentation, just because it's an intimate song and we wanted that intimacy to be felt. So we sort of allowed for the lyrics and the vocals to take over. Oh My Dear is also part of my debut EP, Young Love, which is all about my journey with love in some sense. So I really hope you guys enjoy listening to Oh My Dear. And if you do, I hope that you check out the entire EP and see how this song sort of plays into the story that I'm trying to tell.
Oh my dear, we're here tonight, we're here together having a time of our lives. Oh my dear, stay. Tomorrow I have to leave. We said goodbye 100 times, but every time I leave, I leave a part of me behind. Oh, seems like forever will be, 'cause baby you and I were meant to be. Oh my dear, I think I'm fine, don't know if I'm ready to let go this time. said goodbye. Like forever.